The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. Wow. Carl and Linda Bott are on another adventure, and I'm coming in to fill in for the week. My name is Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown Reading. Always a joy to be here on KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And hey, it's Thanksgiving break week. It's a lot of things to look forward to. It's beautiful weather outside. The leaves are changing. No more of this rain. We had a few weeks of just rain and coldness, and right now it's just I think it's going to be a good-looking week, especially with the weather list placed out in front of me. So I'm excited to be filling in for Carl and Linda. I'll be filling in for the next 2 weeks, and next week you'll catch Carl and Linda over at the National Rodeo competition in Las Vegas, where they're going to be doing the show live. Broadcasting. So, I think that's going to be a really good show. Looks like we have a caller. Alex, what's going on? We'll see what's happening. I don't think they're calling to say good morning. If they are, good morning.
Carl and Linda are on.
Who's on?
Carl and Linda.
What? Am I already doing that bad? did I already mess up?
I haven't heard certain, no. What it is we're on the road, and we just wanted to thank you a lot, Blake, for
thank you, Blake.
Getting it in. You do such a wonderful job. We're all kind of afraid to come back.
Please come back. It's so good to hear your voices. And where are y'all headed?
Albuquerque first, New Mexico, and then back. We're going to be broadcasting next week from the National Finals Rodeo next week.
In Las Vegas, the South Point Arena, and Thomas and Mack Center.
Viva Las Vegas. Gosh, you guys are having a Wild West holiday season.
We're in family, and then we got a week of work with, Reading Rodeo, Red Bluff Roundup. It's going to be great. So tune in. Listen to us on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th as we broadcast live from South Point Arena. That was a little plug. But we wanted to say.
Well, good. It's your show. You can plug anything.
Proud of you.
Thanks, guys. I love you both. Feel free to call in whenever, and I'll make sure the station doesn't burn down while you're all away.
We may check on you this week before Thanksgiving a couple of times. Anyway, thanks a lot, Blake.
Blake.
Thanks, both. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that was unexpected.
That was very nice. Well, now, Alex, we know that the bosses are listening in.
So best behavior. I mean, we can maybe cut loose a little bit with the bumper music, but that's about it.
I think so. I mean, last time I was on here, we forgot to mute the mics during the break, so I think we...
Lesson learned, for sure.
Lesson is learned. Otherwise, this week I'm so excited for our lineup. We're going to keep it very Thanksgiving-focused and giving back to your community. So today we're going to have our friends from Arts Collaborative, One Safe Place. Elizabeth Schroeder is going to be on today to talk about their mission and what's going on at One Safe Place. We'll also have Carlo Henry of the Art Hunger talking about Artists Sunday, which is the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Tuesday, we'll have the Good News Rescue Mission, Justin Wandro and Mimi Rice Mosley. We'll have Tori Parks of the Sweat Running Club for Turkey Trot. We'll also have Haven Humane join us for adoption season during the holidays. And then Wednesday, we'll have Mike Monahan, Jason Salter, and Ryan McCloskey of the Shasta Historical Society join us to talk about the construction updates of their facility and the covered wagon for 2025-2026. And finally, we'll have Amber Treat and from Shop Around the Corner Books and Todd Franklin from the Food Truck Park talking about Small Business Saturday, how you can sip, shop, and support local, and also the Food Truck Park's fundraiser for getting a new functioning and actual permanent bathroom facility in the park. Thursday and Friday, we're not going to have a KCNR Carlo and Linda Bott show. It's going to be Thanksgiving holidays, and then we'll be back on Monday and Tuesday. So we're going to take our first break of the hour, and then we'll be back with Elizabeth Schroeder of Arch Collaborative and One Safe Place. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to KCNR Radio. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda. If you missed the first few minutes of the show, we got a call from Carl and Linda themselves talking about their Thanksgiving plans and how they're going to be at the rodeo finals competition over in Las Vegas next week. So always good to hear from them, and it's always a pleasure to host the Carl and Linda Bott Show on KCNR Radio. So Alex is my sound engineer for the morning, and as we know, it's Monday, so we have Anne-Marie on the line to give us all of the event updates for what we can look forward to. So Anne-Marie, how are you?
Well, good Monday morning. I am doing well this Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. So excited. I love this holiday. As we begin, I would like to give a shout out to all those that take time to help our four-legged set during the holiday season, including those at Haven Humane Society that have put out an emergency request for animal fosters. During the holidays, animal shelters can quickly fill to capacity, and fosters are greatly needed to save lives. Dog fosters are needed now. For more information, visit havenhumane.org/fostering, and also check them out on Facebook. Look for the Giving Tree, also known as the Angel Tree, at Mount Shasta Mall in Reading. The tree is located in the center court area. Grab a tag and shop for a child this Christmas season. Return your tag and unwrapped gift back to the tree. For more information, check out the Salvation Army Reading Corps on Facebook. Also at Mount Shasta Mall this season, look for the Holly Tree Farms Christmas Tree Lot. It's located in the parking lot near Macy's. Check out this year's Reading Garden of Light at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. The event runs 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on most evenings. You can view the full event schedule and purchase tickets at readinggardenoflight.org. This annual event features over 2 million lights for a fun and whimsical holiday experience with lots of photo opportunities. This year, there will be a new feature with a holiday train ride that you can experience. The Reading Garden of Light will run through January 4th. Turtle Bay members receive $5 off each ticket, and more details at readinggardenoflight.org. Local Bernie residents can join the Bernie Lions Club for their annual Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, November 27th, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Bernie Lions Hall, 37006 Main Street. Now, there's no charge for the dinner, but any donations would be greatly appreciated. If you are a senior, 65 and older, and would like to schedule a delivery, give them a call, 530-421-8889. Enjoy a Cascade Christmas this weekend at the Cascade Theater, located at 1731 Market Street in Reading. The performances will run Friday, November 28th, 7 p.m., Saturday, November 29th, 7 p.m., and Sunday, November 30th at 2 p.m. For tickets or more information, visit CascadeTheater.org. The Shasta County Arts Council will host a holiday boutique starting on Saturday, November 29th at 1313 Market Street in Reading. The opening day reception will kick off at 10 a.m. Support local shops and pick up some unique, one-of-a-kind gifts. For more information, visit Shasta County Arts Council on Facebook. Look for the Reading Rancheria Christmas Arts, Crafts, and Gift Fair to take place Saturday, November 29th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center and Reading Rancheria Community Center. 2100 Reading Rancheria Road. Do some holiday shopping and enjoy some community fun. For more details, check out Reading Rancheria on Facebook. Enjoy a Cottonwood Christmas this Saturday, November 29th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Front Street. This event is being presented by the Cottonwood Chamber of Commerce. There will be local vendors on hand, children's activities, photo opportunities, and more. The evening will bring the Christmas tree lighting at 6 p.m. The Christmas in Anderson Lighted Parade will take place on Sunday, November 30th. Activities kick off at 4 p.m. with the parade starting at 5:30 p.m. at East Center Street in Anderson. The theme this year is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. This event is being hosted by Anderson Parks and Recreation, the City of Anderson, and the Anderson Fire Department. And as we go forward into the holiday season, here are a few quick events coming up that you will definitely want to put on your calendar. The City of Shasta Lake will hold their annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony on Wednesday, December 3rd, 5:30 p.m. at the Shasta Lake Community Center at 4499 Main Street. On Friday, December 5th, head to Anderson for the opening of their ice rink. Tickets are $5 per person, including skate rental. Each session is 45 minutes. To view operating hours or more details, check out Anderson CA Parks and Recreation on Facebook. Palisadro Chamber of Commerce will hold their annual Country Christmas on Friday, December 5th this year, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Allen and Dahl, located at 21853 Honor Court in Palisadro. Look for vendors and the lighted parade to kick off at 5:30 p.m. On Saturday, December 6th, enjoy the annual Reading Lighted Parade starting at 6 p.m. in downtown Reading. The theme this year is Christmas in the Wild, events by the 2030 Club of Reading. Tickets are on sale now for the Reading Area Bus Authority Holly Jolly Trolley Tour. Dates include the weekend of December 12th, 13th, and 14th, and also December 19th, 20th, and 21st. Enjoy some hot cocoa, carols, and more while checking out Reading's Christmas Lights Tour. The tour runs 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. For more information, visit the Reading Area Bus Authority's Facebook page. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up this holiday season. I'm Anne-Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. All right.
Thank you, Blake.
Talk to you soon. Okay, Alex.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Good, good, good. You ready for Thanksgiving this week?
I am. This year I have several invitations, and I like that a lot, so I have a variety of choices. What about you?
I'm ready. I think this is my favorite holiday out of all of them because it's you don't feel like holidayed out. I feel like every holiday it's like a big lead up, and then Thanksgiving happens, and it's just a nice day to hang out with friends and family. And I loved hearing all those events that Anne-Marie talked about. One that she missed is the City of Reading Christmas tree lighting on Friday, December 5th. That's going to be a fantastic big turnout. We partner with Cool April Nights, and the Shasta Classics Car Club for a classic Christmas display. The public market opens up in downtown Reading. We'll have a vendor market. And I also am so happy to have Miss Elizabeth Schroeder from Arch Collaborative, One Safe Place, joining me today because they have a toy drive happening that same night. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
This is so exciting. And oh my goodness, she is amped up, caffeinated, ready to go this morning. Those were so exciting, the event she was talking about.
Anne-Marie always starts out the week with a sunshine and an espresso shot, I think. I need that myself.
Lots of energy.
Yes. But I'm so excited to have you here. I called you yesterday, because there were some time slots opened, and you guys have had such a crazy, busy, successful year for One Safe Place and Arch Collaborative, and I just think about starting this year out with the Crab Feed,
right,
which is one of the most successful fundraiser years for you guys yet.
Yes.
And then just did One Safe Place Dancing with the Stars, which was also a fantastic turnout. Have you gotten to be on the show since One Safe Place and Dancing with the Stars ended?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think I've been on KCNR since that time. We did a big media blitz beforehand, but since that time, no. I did just go on KRCR to talk about what you just mentioned, the Christmas tree lighting, K2's Reading Public Market grand opening, where we are also partnering with them to bring Santa. At the same time as the tree lighting, we'll have Santa at the Reading Public Market to get photos with kids and do a toy drive for children that we serve. So, really, really exciting. We talked about that on, KRCR, but this is the first time back on KCNR. So really excited to be here with you. And obviously your last minute, yesterday request was awesome. I'm thrilled. So
that's why I called you. I called you because of that KRCR interview. And I went, Elizabeth will get up early.
It wasn't dark when I left the house this morning, so that's happy.
Okay, good. And you have your cup of coffee. And
that's right.
So Elizabeth, I know that we have a few minutes left in this first part of the hour, but For our listeners, tell us a little bit about One Safe Place and Arch Collaborative.
Yeah.
What is the difference between those two organizations and how do they partner together?
Yeah, I love that question. And it's a question that we get often because it has been a little confusing. So, you know, very often we're just clarifying kind of the messaging that we've had over the last couple of years because, you know, One Safe Place has been around in this community for 50 plus years, since the 70s. And it's very well known as a domestic violence and rape crisis center locally in Shasta County. But over the years, you know, it has changed names a couple times. It was, started off as the Peterson House, went to Shasta Women's Refuge, then when it partnered with the Family Justice Center, it became One Safe Place. And so then several years ago, One Safe Place, their board reached out to the Children's Legacy Center board, and the Children's Legacy Center leadership, and asked for kind of an analysis of where One Safe Place was and going in the future, because they'd had some challenges with just functional, you know, management and things like that. Not that there was any one major issue. It just kind of was, it's a challenge to run a nonprofit of that, you know, that serves that population and wanting to make sure that all the funding is there. And so Children's Legacy Center at the time, gosh, I think it's been a little over 3 years. I think officially in January we hit 4 years, so almost 4 years, where Children's Legacy Center then was asked to manage One Safe Place. And so Children's Legacy Center is the kind of the children's side of the same kind of trauma work. So when there's a crime against a child or investigation of a crime against a child in Shasta County, law enforcement partners with the Children's Legacy Center to reduce the trauma for a child in that investigation process. And we also have a behavioral health clinic as well to try to get that child and that family on the path to healing. And so it felt like a really good fit with the services that One Safe Place offers to other older people who have been victims of crime. And then very often those, you know, adult victims of crime, you know, when you think domestic violence, they very often have children with them. So we're serving the same population. And so it just made sense for these two organizations to partner together a couple years ago. And then last year we announced that we were going to officially merge the organizations. We were on that path, working through all of the many, many steps to bring two nonprofits together. And on the One Safe Place side, one of our funding agencies kind of paused us at the 11th hour and said, if this happens, then you're risking a lot of funding. So it was over $1 million of funding that was at risk if we changed our name.
Wow.
Right. So we said, of course, we're not going to risk that and risk the services to people in Shasta County. And so the two agencies are separate. So Children's Legacy Center is doing business as Arch Collaborative, and One Safe Place remains a legal, a separate legal entity.
Mm.
And so we're still serving all the same people. We are really, really integrated. Our teams work really well together and really closely together to make sure that we can serve people well to the best of our ability, make sure that they have all of the care that they need and the resources that they need to get on the other side of something awful and to really thrive after, you know, getting on that path to healing and getting past that trauma. So really, really incredible team members, doing really hard work, but all to serve, people in Shasta County who just deserve better.
Well, Elizabeth, your both organizations do incredible work. I think One Safe Place, how old is One Safe Place?
Over 50 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Gretchen Peterson started, the beginning of One Safe Place back in the early 70s.
Hmm. And these organizations are critical for Shasta County.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm so excited to have you on here and talk about the events and what they go to.
Yeah.
And also how things are looking for the holiday season for people that are in crisis mode. But we're going to take our next break of the morning hour. So we'll be back with Elizabeth Schroeder of One Safe Place and Arch Collaborative. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots, just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at GrangeCoop.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
I got you.
Good morning, KCNR listeners, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bot Show. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda, and I'm with Elizabeth Schroeder from One Safe Place and Arch Collaborative. Elizabeth, welcome back.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. It's always hard to get back onto the radio when I hear such good music.
Right? You just want a dance party in here?
Dance party it up. Elizabeth, I'm so glad you're on the station this morning. Thanks for waking up early.
Of course.
And getting here. So tell me, I read in the newspaper today that One Safe Place actually had some flood damage recently, mm-hmm. and you guys are in the process of not shutting down the doors, but just reworking what that looks like. So what's going on with One Safe Place right now?
Yeah, great question. And it did just come out that it was in the record searchlight this morning. We just want to make sure everyone in the community knows that they can still access One Safe Place services. It just might look a little different for the next several weeks. So back in September, we had a really unfortunate event at our Sierra Center location, which is the main One Safe Place building near Caldwell Park on Benton. Essentially, our emergency shelter is upstairs in the second floor of our facility there, and we had a flood that originated in the upstairs shelter. Just kind of a fluke event, that created a massive problem for the building, a part of the upstairs, and then also a big chunk of downstairs. So we, essentially spent the next couple weeks tearing out a lot of the drywall and, insulation and all types of things because we had water. We have a drop ceiling on the first floor. And so water from the second floor came down and then dispersed all throughout the first floor into walls and just into cabinets, just everywhere. So, we ended up with a lot of damage, which is really unfortunate. But, after kind of remediating the problem and getting rid of all of the wet things, just to make sure that we avoid mold and things like that, we are now going into the reconstruction process. So what that means essentially is it's going to be noisy on site and we're going to have lots of people in and out. So we're trying to make sure that those who seek our services really are welcomed into the process in a calm, peaceful environment. And that's really challenging in the construction zone. So what we've done is, typically in our world, someone can come to One Safe Place, 8:30 to 5:00, Monday through Friday, and just walk in and get crisis emergency services, when there's some sort of abuse happening. And what we've done now, just in light of all of the challenges, is we've moved that to a virtual conversation first. And so what that looks like is we have our crisis hotline that is always active 24 hours a day, all year round, where people can call in and get support that they need, and we can connect them with resources that are appropriate for their situation. And so now we are, instead of having people into kind of a chaotic environment with reconstruction, we're just inviting them to call in first to our crisis hotline to start that process. And then it can go to, a virtual, a face-to-face meeting, that type of thing. But really, it starts now with that crisis hotline, which is 244-530-2446-SAFE. And people can call that any hour of the day to get support from our team. And then as we finish the reconstruction, it'll probably be about, 6 to 8 weeks. And obviously, everybody knows that construction can, those timelines can keep moving. And so we're just being really, really thoughtful about how we continue to serve our clients. Our emergency shelter at the One Safe Place facility will continue to operate. So that's great. And so all of our services will continue. It just, some of them look slightly different. So, and it is, one of those things that we couldn't have anticipated, but our team is really, really good at pivoting and making sure that they're still caring for the clients that we serve, the people that we serve, and acknowledging that, these are very often crisis situations. And so we're good at meeting people where they are and trying to make sure that they have everything they need, despite, these other type of situations.
Elizabeth, thanks. I'm so glad that nothing's halted the services.
Right, correct.
That are being offered. And, you have a few locations around. What's going on with the Yuba Street? I think there's something going on with Yuba Street right now that people have access or resources to.
Great question. And that ties back into this flooding situation. We have at the One Safe Place building a really, really wonderful community room where we host trainings. We do a lot of different things. We have groups for our clients and things like that. But it also is the location of our holiday store in most years. And so this year, because of this reconstruction, we have relocated our holiday store to 1320 Yuba Street, which is right the building behind the Reading Public Market. And so that is essentially the One Safe Place holiday store is it's the way that we offer dignity to our clients when they, through the holiday season, a lot of people that we serve, the holidays can be extra hard for them. And so, if they've just been, let's say a parent and a couple kiddos have been displaced from their home and they're in our emergency shelter, well, Christmas is going to look a lot different for those children. And so we want to try to ensure that those families still feel the joy of the holiday season despite everything else. And so this happened many years ago, long before I knew about it. The team at One Safe Place dreamed up and imagined a holiday store where that parent could come in and quote unquote shop for their child. So instead of, sometimes, there's so many ways to help families in need in our community, but we want to make sure that when a parent is thinking about their child, they're able to select something for that child that is appropriate for that child and that specific kiddo is going to love. And so, you know, there are really wonderful services where, you know, you can, let's say an 8-year-old boy can get a wrapped gift. Well, we don't know what's in that wrapped gift. And, you know, I think it gives dignity back to that parent so that they can select that item and they know what their child is opening, right? So, we take donations from the community, of toys and gifts and for all ages, you know, cause we serve a lot of teens as well. And very often the fun Tonka trucks and the Barbies and things like that are really, those are fun for people to buy, but we serve a lot of teens. And so making sure that we have teen gifts available as well. So, you know, whether that's, headphones or a Dutch Brothers gift card or, you know, journals and things like that for the older kids that we serve, we make sure that parent can go in and find something that's appropriate for their child and that they experience joy through the holiday season.
So that will lead me into my next question. What's this toy drive looking like next week at the public market? How can people participate? What are the times? And is it going to both Arch Collaborative and One Safe Place?
Yeah, so one of the ways that we for lack of a better term, populate our holiday store is through donations from the community. That can be with toys and gifts and also can be monetary. If somebody doesn't have time to shop, we can do that for you. And so on December 5th, the grand opening of the Reading Public Market, we have Santa, the best Santa, with us at the Reading Public Market. He will be there to take photos with kids and also to do essentially fill Santa's sleigh toy drive that will then go to the One Safe Place holiday store to serve our clients. And so at that time, before and also after, people can donate through the Reading Public Market. We'll have signage, QR codes, websites so that you can go and donate monetarily if that's your choice. But essentially all of those items will go to our One Safe Place holiday store. And, you know, I think it's a really great question. Who does this serve? So the One Safe Place holiday store used to serve One Safe Place. This time, this year, we are partnered really, really well. It's just a really amazing experience to see nonprofits partner together and work really closely together. So obviously, Arch Collaborative and One Safe Place are very integrated and partners, so the One Safe Place Holiday Store will serve Arch Collaborative clients as well. And then this year, we've partnered with Raising Shasta, too. So we just love the team over there. They do incredible work, and, you know, O2 Employment Services held the Give Reading food drive recently, and that was one of the ways that One Safe Place, Arch Collaborative, and Raising Shasta have worked together in the past, and so we want to keep that going and continue that partnership. So our One Safe Place holiday store will serve our clients, Arch Collaborative, and Raising Shasta. So it's really getting out to the most families. We'll serve well over 100 families this year. And if you think about that, that's not 100 gifts. That's 100 families. And we have, I was just looking at it last week, we have at least three families that have more than 6 children. So if you think about that, multiplying that, this is going to really help the community in so many different ways. So we're really grateful for the support through the grand opening at the Reading Public Market and people bringing toys and gifts, bringing their children. You know, it's going to be such a fun evening there. Santa's there from 5 to 8. The tree lighting, I think, is at 7, right? Mm-hmm. So you can go see Santa, go see the tree lighting, see all of the fun downtown downtown is just looking so incredible, and kudos to, you know, your team and, Viva Downtown and all of those groups that are working to really, bring life back. You know, we've seen that over the last couple of years, but it just keeps getting better. So I'm so excited for people to come down on the 5th and join us and see Santa, see all the cars, go see the tree lightings and things like that. So it's going to be great.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I have to say I'm so thankful for all the organizations, and I love Raising Shasta and a lot of the leadership and board members over there.
Yeah.
And I love Arch Collaborative and One Safe Place. I mean, your organizations also had a hand in improving downtown Reading because you saw an investment for your office spaces and for your team should be centralized to everything over here. So there's a couple of buildings that you guys have turned around and activated, and you can just see the difference in how people treat downtown when there's full storefronts.
Right. Yeah. And we have, on the Arts Collaborative side, we have multiple locations, and because of how we serve, it's very intentional to have, clients that we're serving come to different locations. You know, our Children's Advocacy Center, for Arts Collaborative is right off of 44 when you're coming into downtown. It's just on the right side as you're kind of winding that turn after Shasta Orthopedics. And that building, I think was, it's been since about 2019, 2020 that was, under construction, but it's been kind of a known, it's been fixed up for years now, but very often people don't know what it actually is. So that's one of our facilities. We have one down on the corner of Oregon and Tehama that's our behavioral health clinic. And that's a beautiful building as well that I think, to your point, that's a K2 building, and they invested in that area, and we were thrilled to partner with them on that as well. And so, there have been a couple places. We actually had one of our offices at the Yuba Street building for a couple years, and now it's our holiday store. So we've gotten to experience downtown in a really unique way with multiple locations, and it's just been, so fun to watch it really kind of wake up and see people come back and walk around and enjoy the downtown area. So, yeah.
Well, Elizabeth, we're going to take our next break, and then we'll come back and kind of hit it home with holiday season and how people can get involved.
Sounds great.
All right. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda, but this first hour is flying by, and I'm so glad that Elizabeth Schroeder from One Safe Place and Arch Collaborative was here to join us this morning, and it looks like we actually have someone on the line. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Robert, thanks for listening this morning.
Hey, no problem. I'm a retiree who likes to sleep in, but I never try to miss that first hour with Carl and Linda. But I'll take you as a pinch hitter because right now I don't have a whole lot of options. But anyway, good morning, Blake. How are you and the folks in the studio?
We're doing really well. Alex and I are doing great, and I'm glad that you're a longtime listener, and I hope you got to hear that Carl and Linda called on in.
No, not quite. I'm reasonably human now because I've had a cup of coffee.
Well, good. I missed mine this morning.
Well, as the old joke goes, there's a long-gone cartoon that shows Smokey the Bear with a cup of coffee in his hand. He says, "I'm a real bear till I've had my coffee."
Smokey, I got to see that. That's good stuff.
It probably doesn't exist anymore because, like the thing from the early 70s, where, you know, there was a poster campaign that said, "Don't flick your Bic in my woods." The bean counter said it was too commercialized, so if you ever find a reasonably good copy of it, get a hold of it and then call the American Pickers.
Yes, sir. Hey, Robert, I heard that you were calling in because you might be interested in supporting One Safe Place and Arch Collaborative. Is that true?
Yes, I was listening to the lady talk about the store that they were opening up, and I'm in phase two of downsizing, and I have a plethora of things, some of which were played with gently, more or less, by my mom and dad's grandchildren, and I just thought maybe it'd be time to pass the torch along, because I got a little bit of everything. I got some books, I got some stuffed animals, I got, like I said, a little bit of everything, but it's been so long since my mom and dad's grandchildren were under the age of 10, I'm afraid I just might be a little out of the loop on such things, because one year I did something and then I mentioned that South Korean guy, whatever the heck his name was, and they said to me, "Oh, Uncle Robert, he's so 2012.
Hi, Robert. Well, that is you. This is Elizabeth, and thank you so much for calling in. That is so kind of you. I am really, really grateful for thinking of us. You know, the interesting thing is, as we are serving clients, we have a little bit of a challenge when things are donated that have been loved in the past, because, you know, there's just different items that we can take in and others that we are unable to. And so right now for a holiday store, we're only able to accept new items, unfortunately. But it's a conversation that you and I could have, definitely, maybe off the air.
Okay, because I was going to be getting stuff for Toys for Tots and for this thing for Stuff the Bus.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's all amazing except for one small problem. My car is in the shop. I hope to get it back today. And then we can go from there.
Well, you know what? Why don't we connect and we can talk through how, you know, what that support might look like? Because that is just really generous of you to think of.
Yeah, because I can always do monetary support, maybe find you a novelty tip jar, because I do that because I don't have a smartphone, and so I can't do QR codes. I'm talking to you on a good old-fashioned Gibbs flip phone.
Oh, right. That's amazing. Well, if why don't we connect? That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Robert, do you mind leaving your, when we end this call, just connect with Alex, and he'll share your contact information with Elizabeth.
Thank you so much,
Sounds
Robert.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Robert. We'll talk to you soon. Okay. Well, Elizabeth, that was great.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, this community is so generous, and we continue to see that. People reaching out saying, you know, we've seen the, you know, a lot of people in the recent months just have extra challenges. And so having the community reach out to, and just find unique ways to help the clients that we serve, it's just been a beautiful thing.
Elizabeth, it is giving season, and there's so many ways that people can get involved and support One Safe Place and Arch Collaborative. What's one way that's coming up that you're very excited about?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you asked. We have Giving Tuesday coming up on December 2nd, Tuesday, December 2nd. So, you know, through the Thanksgiving kind of week, there's a lot of different themed days, right? So you have Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and then Giving Tuesday, where it's the national day to give back, to find a way to make a difference, and for people to really consider on that day, you know, we're really thankful for things that, you know, we just go through Thanksgiving, but what are ways that we can make a difference with what we have? And so Giving Tuesday for Arch Collaborative and One Safe Place really is an opportunity for us to connect with people who care about the mission that we have and the people that we serve, and to participate with an entire community, really coming out to say, these are all amazing nonprofits. We have so many incredible nonprofits in our community, and we encourage people to check them all out. And if what we do at One Safe Place and Arch Collaborative really touches you and it's something that you want to make a meaningful difference in, just check out our page on North State Giving Tuesday. It's hosted by the Community Foundation of the North State, and really, you know, through One Safe Place, it helps us to make a difference through all of our services. And as, you know, at the top of the hour, we talked about some of the things that One Safe Place is known for, some of the things it's not well known for, but that we do every single day, are our legal services. So we help support people in the process of finalizing a temporary restraining order. So safety first, making sure that those people are safe. We have a transitional housing program that really comes after our emergency shelter to get people on a sustainable path to a better future. And emergency shelter, crisis intake, our crisis hotline, our hospital response, where our advocates go to the hospital to serve individuals who've been impacted by sexual assault, domestic violence, and make sure that they're not alone when they're in the hospital. And so Giving Tuesday support, those funds help to support all of these services to really ensure that those impacted by violence and trauma in our community, including elder abuse and teen dating violence and community violence, sexual assault, I mean, all of these things that One Safe Place addresses, that those services, you know, can be financially supported by the community. So we definitely, that's something that's exciting for us. And it's really amazing to see the community come out and support nonprofits of all types. I think last year, the Community Foundation said it was over $1.2 million that came in on that day.
Amazing.
Absolutely amazing. And so then also for Arch Collaborative, you know, our Children's Advocacy Center, really that's the first time a child talks about trauma that happened to them, and it increases prosecution rates of perpetrators and decreases the cost of an investigation by $1,000 per investigation. Our Children's Advocacy Center, we meet those clients and those families after they're referred from law enforcement. We do that every single day to reduce that trauma and then get them on the path to healing through our behavioral health clinic. And so, that's another, incredible, opportunities to support children and families in our community who just, you know, have been through something that's the worst of the worst, and we want to make sure that they have that support. So, we definitely want to encourage people to check out One Safe Place and Arch Collaborative for Giving Tuesday. We have some amazing individuals who have opted to support us through matching gifts as well. And so what that means is if you decide to donate $100 to Children's Legacy Center Arch Collaborative, that's going to be doubled. So it's a $200 impact. And so definitely go and check those out. It just makes an impact for the community in so many different ways.
And Elizabeth, it's the holiday season, so these resources are more important than ever.
Yeah.
And with only a few minutes left, tell me, what are you excited about for the holiday season with your family or with the organizations?
Well, I love the holiday season with my family. I, you know, we have a couple older kids that have moved out of the area, and we get to have them back at Christmas time. So that's my favorite thing, is getting all my humans back together under one roof. I love that so much. But it's also really, really fun to see all of the excitement in town. You know, I just heard yesterday that we have multiple versions of the Nutcracker. We have Cascade Christmas, lots of really fun things. So I'm excited to get out and enjoy those things, and also on the organization side, to just see the community come out and support the people that we serve. And, you know, as we go through Christmas, it's also year-end giving, so people thinking about us at the end of the year as well.
Well, Elizabeth, it's so good to see you. Thank you for being on the show with me. One Safe Plates Arts Collaborative, look them up. And we'll be back at 8 o'clock with Carlo Henry from the Art Hunger to talk about Artist Sunday. Elizabeth, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too, Blake.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
American proposal for peace, which some European allies fear is too favorable to Moscow. Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the talks as productive. He shared few details, though he said any final agreement would need Russia's approval. Earlier, President Trump complained on social media that Ukraine's leaders were not grateful for U.S. military assistance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel has struck Lebanon's capital, Beirut, for the first time since June, saying it killed Hezbollah's chief of staff and warning the Iran-backed terrorist group not to rebuild and rearm. 50 of the 303 school kids abducted from a Catholic school in Nigeria have escaped. They're now back with their families. 50 youngsters between the ages of 10 and 18 escaped individually between Friday and Saturday. A total of 253 school children and 12 teachers are still missing after gunmen attacked the Catholic school last week. So many predictions regarding the outcome of next year's midterm elections. How will the Democrats fare? How will the Republicans do? The way House Majority Whip Tom Emmer figures it, Republicans are in a good position.
We only have three of our members in seats that Kamala Harris won, and by comparison, our colleagues on the other side of the aisle have 11 of their members. This is without redistricting. They have 11 of their members in seats that Donald Trump won in the last election.
The Minnesota Republican on the Salem Radio Network. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 263 points. The NASDAQ, 442 points higher, and the S&P is better by 79. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-513-2326. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-513-2326. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-513-2326. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-513-2326 or biglou.com.
British doctors report progress in the case of a 3-year-old California boy. His treatment with a groundbreaking gene therapy began a year ago, targeting a debilitating disease called Hunter's syndrome.
Before the treatment, the toddler was unable to produce an enzyme crucial for keeping cells healthy due to a faulty gene. In the most severe cases of Hunter syndrome, patients often don't survive beyond the age of 20. But in a world first, cells were removed from Oliver's blood and a working copy of the faulty gene was inserted before the modified cells were given back to him. He's now producing the missing enzyme and has stopped all other treatments.
The BBC's Fergus Walsh. The death toll and widespread flooding caused by heavy rains in Southeast Asia has increased, with another person killed in Vietnam, reports of 5 deaths in Thailand. News and analysis, townhall.com. At least five families say their babies were treated for infant botulism after consuming ByHeart formula months before the current outbreak was detected. More than 30 babies have been treated for the rare, life-threatening disease in the outbreak that started in August. ByHeart recalled all of its products nationwide. Where do all of those Christmas trees come from? Unless you cut your own, it may come from a place like this where that sweet aroma is in the air.
Especially in Pennsylvania farm country, in the form of a giant Christmas tree sale, thousands of trees and other seasonal items have been sold at the Buffalo Valley Produce Auction. Buyers from all across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic there to supply their garden stores and other retail outlets. The Real Christmas Tree Board says it's the scent of trees. It's a major draw for farm-grown trees. Jason Walker reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Right. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show, KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio if you're tuning in. My name is Blake Fisher. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda for the next, this week and a few days next week before they go live in Las Vegas for the National Rodeo Championship. We just started out this morning with Elizabeth Schroeder from Arch Collaborative and One Safe Place. Please support those organizations. It was wonderful to connect with Elizabeth and hear how One Safe Place and Arch Collaborative are stepping up over the holiday season to protect those in crisis mode. And I think that was a very nice way to start our week. I'm excited for the rest of the week of all our guests. We're really focusing this week on Small Business Saturday, Artist Sunday, Thanksgiving, and organizations that are helping out those who are needing that help during these times. So, Alex, how'd we do with that first hour?
It went by really fast, and Carl and Linda only called twice. Yeah. So I think we're pretty good.
I think we're good. It was good to hear from them. So with our next guest of this morning, I'm bringing in my great friend, Carlo Henry of the Art Hunger. Carlo, good morning.
Good morning.
Carlo.
I'm here.
You made it.
Yes.
I called you yesterday, and I said, please, please.
Yeah, I cannot say no.
I remember the first time that we ended up, I was looking through my photos and found your first times doing these shows. Do you remember the first time you did
KCNR? It was like 3-4 years ago with James, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel now on the radio? Seasoned professional?
Easier.
Yes. Yeah. You look good.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I shower and everything.
More than I could say for myself. I just rolled out of bed, ran over here. So Carlo, you and I get to work together over up the street at the IOOF Hall through Viva Downtown, and you are the Viva Downtown Arts Director, but you're also the founder of the Art Hunger, which is the resident art gallery that activates the first floor of the historic hall. So, Carlo, tell me about the Art Hunger, how these last few years have been, and what you're looking forward to right now.
We've been talking about this the last few days. Of the big opportunity we had 5 years ago to come into the IOF when there was nothing in downtown and just kind of set the base of operations in there and having the opportunity to use that space to showcase local artists and just how much we've grown, not just as a project, but as artists, all of us participating and just like having a great time and doing what we can to support local artists.
Carlo, you've had quite the year. I think this year you had it all mapped out for different art galleries every single month. What did that look like this year, and how many artists do you think you got to coordinate with each month?
So this year was like after everything we've done, we came to a point that we needed to grow as a project. I believe that everyone needs to keep growing and expanding and trying to achieve more. And this year was a little bit of a challenge of trying to take the next step. I'm very proud of everyone that has participated this year, we've been able to have, so far, 14 art shows and collaborations and pop-ups during this year alone. And we've showcased maybe like over 150 artists from the region, not just Reading, but also north, east, west, and south of here.
Carlo, how did you get involved with the Art Hunger? Where did the Art Hunger stem from? You didn't get involved with it. Created it.
So this idea started because when I moved to Reading, I was looking for a place to get the sense of community and finding my people, and I really believe in the strength of numbers, it wasn't as easy to find those people as I thought it would be at the beginning. I moved here from Dallas, and my background is community art, getting together, taking over spaces, changing, supporting each other. And so since I couldn't quite find it, I was like, oh, let's try and see what happens. And it's been a journey. Like the first show, it was in partnership with NorCal Outreach, and it was an artist market at Turtle Bay. And we applied for a grant from the McConnell Foundation to have an event that was around art. And we got it. We tried to get some artists, and it was kind of like difficult to earn the trust of the artist to say, hey, we're here to make it happen for all of us, and trying to convince. That first show was both a challenge but also a big reward, because the people that came out, like there were 13 artists compared to a show now that we have over 45 artists. It made a change, not just in me but also the people that I was trying to reach out to, and since then it's been okay, we're done with this project. Let's see what happens on the next and on the next and on the next. And the Art Hunger came about because I didn't want the shows to be the Carlo Henry shows. Mm-hmm. So I had to give it a name and an identity, and I'm always hungry for art. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people are. So that's what we went for.
You have truly, when we talk about being in downtown these last 5 years, I think my most favorite part is to see the community of artists that you have brought together from all walks of life. One of the things that Carlo does, if you're an artist interested, is the weekly creative hangouts. That's every single Thursday night from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.?
To 8 p.m.
5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's a time guaranteed once a week that all artists come in and create. They can create whatever they want. They can share with other artists. And the volunteers and the creative mindsets of all different ages and backgrounds and styles and mediums have a home now at the Art Hunger at the IOF Hall. And so, Carlo, I commend you and just to all the people that you work with on a regular basis to showcase art pieces.
Thank you. Creative Hangouts came about because of the same reason. We're not just the Art Hunger's mission is not just to support and showcase and create opportunities for local artists, but also nurture that community of artists. Like get them, it really helps for people to find other people like them. And so Creative Hangouts was a way to open the space and welcome people to meet each other and create those relationships and support each other and inspire each other. And we've been doing it for 5 years now, and we get like a rotation of people that come in and then they go away, they come back. And you'd be surprised of how art really can connect people that otherwise would not really interact with each other. So it is a cool thing, and people now know whoever stays, like it's been there for a while, going to Creative Hangouts, they know how it works. And so when a new person walks in, they all make an effort to connect with that person and welcome them and just show them what we're all about.
Mm. We here in downtown have seen so much arts and culture thrive just in the few short years. There's always been an art scene in Shasta County.
Oh, for sure.
But just seeing that, I feel like there's been a change in opportunities that are offered and created in the way that things are being funded. Mm-hmm. What are some of the favorite projects that you've seen transform downtown in these last few years from your perspective for arts and culture?
Well, for sure it was the eight arches at the IOF, the mini murals. I was part of the first batch of artists. I bugged Blake so much to let me do one. I was like, please let me do one. I want to be part of this. This is a super cool project. And just seeing how those panels painted or worked by local artists really attract people and not just beautifies the space, but also brings a sense of, at least to me, of community. People go and take photos in front of them, walk around, even if they've seen them before, they bring other people. When people are visiting, that's a big staple of downtown. And the other one, like we've done the mini murals, for what, 4 years? We have 32 artists that have painted mini murals. I took over after Blake and just showcasing different styles and visions and ways to approach a big project. It's really cool. But also this other project that I worked with, Danny Orloff and Painted Town Reading, the 20 boxes, it was called Beyond the Box, and the 20 electrical boxes around downtown, just having to work with 20 artists, different artists, taking on the challenge of transforming an electrical box into something that was pretty and not just an ugly gray or green box in downtown.
Carlo, that's nearing a year
since
that happened.
It was a year. It's going to be a year next month. Yeah, that project took a little bit of time because of the rain last year. There was a lot of rain, so artists could not work on their boxes, but everyone came through. Everyone is really proud of what they made. And
these boxes look brand new still.
Yeah.
Brand new. Hey, we're going to take our first break of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm here with Carlo Henry of The Art Hunger and Viva Downtown. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots, just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at GrangeCoop.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Dude, Slim Shady. I love Slim Shady. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? Listen to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this week. At the top of the hour, we had Elizabeth Schroeder from Arch Collaborative and One Safe Place. And now we have Carlo Henry of The Art Hunger joining us this morning. Carlo, good morning once again.
Good morning.
So good to see you. We are talking about the great year that the Art Hunger has had and some of the projects that the Art Hunger has contributed to and been involved in the downtown landscape. But coming up is one of the ways, one of the many ways of post-Thanksgiving that you can support and check out what the arts community is doing. So Thursday is Thanksgiving. Friday is Black Friday. Saturday is Small Business Saturday. And Sunday is Artist Sunday. So, Carlo, what is Artist Sunday, and what are we doing here in Redding and Shasta County to get involved?
So, Artist Sunday is kind of like a response to what you mentioned of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. We all know how important it is to support our local community just by going on Saturday and going to your mom and pop's businesses and how important it is to spend your money in your community so it stays in your community. And the same applies to Artist Sunday. It's a way that is happening around the nation to support and shed some lights into the local creative community. It's been happening since 2020. It is newer than Small Business Saturday, who has 20 years going on. But it's a movement where it encourages the community to go to your local places that sell, show, or displays art. Or, and by art, I don't mean just visual art. You can go and support your local theaters, your local dance studios. So it's a way to encourage people to spend money to get small gifts in that come from creative people in your area. And this year, we've been doing it for 3 years. And this year, we're partnering with a bunch of venues in Redding where we're all going to be open on that Sunday. It's kind of like a busy day, you know. You had Thanksgiving, and then you went into the big box stores and spent some money, and then the small business. You might be tired, but it's a good way to recharge and go and support and check out some art in the area.
Carlo, what's the list look like this year? Because it looks like you created a nice little map and some of the organizations that will be open on Sunday so that you and your friends and family can go visit these local institutions.
Yeah, so this year we reached out to our partners in the area, people that center their mission around art, and we're like, hey, let's do something together. Let's give something to the community so they can support us too. And we reached out to our partners, and this year we have the North Valley Art League, the Shasta County Arts Council, Shasta Historical Society, and David Anderson Gallery joining us this day, opening their doors and showing some art and making it available for people to go and support them. North Valley Art League will have a holiday fine arts boutique, and it's going to be open from 11 to 4. Shasta County Arts Council, that is located at the Old City Hall, they're going to have an open house. So everyone is welcome to come in, and they'll be open from noon to 3. Shasta Historical Society is going to be showcasing local artists in I think their brand new space, and they're going to be open from 11 to 4. We at the Art Hunger at the IOF will be open from 11 to 4. For us, I'll tell you more about what we're doing, and David Anderson Gallery that is located next to Danburger, he's also going to be open from 11 to 4.
I love David Anderson's work. He's so cool. His shop located right next to Danburger, he does commissions. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things he does is paint people and animals.
Yep.
So what a good Christmas present if you're trying to figure out, hey, I've got a friend who's got a horse, a cat, a dog, a guinea pig, a ferret.
Yep.
Go to David Anderson. He'll paint something really nice. But Carlo, it's great that you've worked with so many different art organizations, and it kind of covers across the board. It's not just one type of art that people can support. I think one of the biggest things that Carlo hit is ways to support your artist community. Hey, this weekend, Cascade Theater is hosting mm-hmm. Cascade Christmas. Riverfront Playhouse is getting ready for their holiday production. Axiom Theater right now is doing a chair drive. You can mm-hmm. Sponsor a chair. Riverfront Playhouse is doing a shingle drive for their new roof. So visual and dance and singing and arts, mm-hmm. Always that you can support, and keep it local, because these institutions are important. Carlo, what got you into, did you know that you wanted to be an artist? Did you know that art would be so organizational the older you got? How have you transformed from your craft?
I mean, I always wanted to make stuff, and I always made stuff growing up, but like being an artist as a career, it's not, or at least it was not what was in the mind of my parents. So I have a degree in engineering. And after that,
I'm going to be an artist.
Right. And I was like, hey, I'm going to go and pursue art. So that's when I moved to the States in 2020 and pursue an art degree. The whole administrator part of it was out of need. You know, finding opportunities is not easy. Excuse me. And so you have to create your own opportunities. You have to find your own way to do what you want. And if the thing that you like or want doesn't exist, you can create it. And that's what I tell people, like, oh, you want this to happen and it's not happening and you're trying to get people to do it for you. Like, the best way and the easiest way is just try and make it happen yourself. And yes, it's very different. I never thought I was going to end up doing this because I want to create, I want to make stuff, but people don't really think of the administrative part of art, you know, like getting people together, creating the relationships, getting the money, getting the space. All of those things take a lot of, like, there's a lot of things that maybe you don't see when you go to a gallery show, and that's what I do now.
Well, Carlo, you You do it all. I mean, not only have you participated as the Art Hunger creating some of the art pieces, but you've held classes. You've even been teaching classes this year about how do you create those opportunities? What is the business side of being in arts? I think one of my favorite things that our boss and friend John Truitt always says is called, it's not show fun, it's show business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. It's not just arts. Arts is an economic driver.
Yeah.
And I think one of the crucial things that I love to say before we go to our next break is that the Art Hunger as an institution creates a space where artists are able to participate by hanging up their art on the walls. You do that in kind, mm-hmm. for free. But the artists are able to sell their art pieces as well. And if those artists sell that art piece, they get to keep the entire proceeds as well. So you've created so many opportunities for other artists. And when we come back to the break, I'd love to talk about some of the numbers and what you've seen.
Yes.
And hit that. But you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Carlo Henry of The Art Hunger. We'll be back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
We'll be right back.
back, listeners. You're listening to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm here with Carlo Henry of the Art Hunger. Carlo.
Hey.
Before we left on the break, we were talking about arts as an economic driver. I'm wondering, do you have numbers for what the Art Hunger has raised or sold to, or how it's impacted the economy?
So every year we do kind of like a recount of how we've used the space and the opportunities to not only showcase artists, but also to generate some income for the artists so they can keep creating stuff. What you said of what John says, show business, it is the what we call the creative economy, and it's a way to find ways again to generate that, to stimulate the economy and really create that exchange of money and keep it in the community. We do have some numbers. We're not in the best place money wise. Money is hard this year. It's been kind of like iffy, but artists keep selling stuff, and we've had some shows that maybe the numbers are not what we used to, like instead of 20 or 25 or 30 pieces selling, we go a little bit down, but people are really going to the gallery and the shows and the opening night especially to purchase and get like the call Dave some pieces that they want for their home. And again, this project is not just only to showcase artists. We want artists to be supported by the community, but also generate income. And there's a lot of aspects to that I'm happy what we've done so far, but also what we can do in the future. This year, in the 14 shows, I think we've sold over 300 pieces. That is not as much as last year, but in money-wise, we have matched already what we've sold last year, which is it's good, but we want more, and we understand that it's a competitive time of the year. You know, like we know that everyone wants to sell something, and we're all competing for the same thing, but also having the community knowing where their money goes, it's important. And supporting artists is always our main goal at the Art Hunger.
What's your secret to managing the gallery and working with so many different personalities?
Ooh, no, I don't think it's a secret. It is. I do it because I love it. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's the worst thing. It is a thing that, you know, working with this many people at the same time with different personalities, it's a way that I had to learn how to do. And if you know me, I'm kind of quiet and reserved, but having to step into this position, I have to really kind of like show how we do things and invite people to join us and try to understand the point of view of everyone that works with us. I think the secret is loving what we do, and I would not be doing anything else. I love what I do. I'm happy with it, but it takes a lot of work, mm-hmm. but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. How do you get artists involved? Like, Carlo, are you going after artists or are artists coming to you?
It's changed. You know, like it's not like we are going after artists. We invite everyone to participate. But we do the whole like trying to hook them and trying to give them a reason to keep coming back. And encourage artists that are maybe hesitant or are too shy or have never shown something, we have to find a way to tell them, hey, it's okay, we're all on the same page. And that's what happens if you know the visual artist next to the performance artist, you know, it's a very different set of, like, group of people. Visual artists usually work alone at home and make something, and they live in their own mind, like we live in our own minds. But just having to find a way to pull that energy and get them to join, it is a process. And I understand what it's like because I'm an artist, I'm a visual artist, mm-hmm. and that's how I react to putting yourself out there. That is a very vulnerable position.
You've had, it's been a great year. It's flown by. It's, how many years now have you been Art Hunger as an institution? Is it 6 years that we're looking
this at? This year was our fifth year.
Fifth year.
And this is our fifth winter show at the IOF.
That's what I was leaning into.
So, yeah, it is. It's been a journey.
So when does this winter show open up? Are you taking submissions right now? You're listening and you're an artist, check it out. How can we get involved, Carlo?
So you ask how, if I go after artists or if artists come to us, we post artist calls. That's the way we work. I think it's easier to put what we are doing next out there in our social media and website. Hey, we're doing this. You want to join us? Come on in. These are the requirements or the rules that you have to follow. And if you want to join us, just send us your work, like photos of your work. This year we do have an artist call right now. It ends this Saturday, this coming Saturday. And we are looking for the winter gallery. We used to do just winter team pieces. Our goal this year is to have that, the winter wonderland. We want the holiday spirit in the gallery, but also we want one-of-a-kind gifts options for people, something that people can hang in their walls for the whole year. So check the website and social media, and you can see how to just email us photos of your pieces. Then we select the pieces, we ask the artist to come and drop them off, we hang the pieces, and then we have the opening. This year is going to be, as every year, during the lighting of the tree, and this year is going to be very special because there's a lot of things going on in downtown, and I'm super excited to be part of what downtown is and how it's going to evolve from this year on.
You're very much a part of that, Carlo. One of my favorite projects that you always do outside of the gallery is improving our downtown. Mm-hmm. Through art pieces, one of the biggest things is a partnership with the City of Reading. They're right now going through the process of designing and approving. But there's all these historic map placemakers, medallions that are located around downtown. There's about several located on Yuba Street and Butte Street and Market Street. All of them are located in front of a historic structure of downtown, but they've been outdated maps. They've been falling apart. They've been weathered. I think they've been around since 2004. So they're in due time for some repairs. So you've worked with the City of Reading and the Shasta Historical Society recently to update those. What's that looking like?
So it is a good opportunity, like a great opportunity to have step into something that is going to be in downtown for hopefully for a long time, and that is going to enhance how we navigate downtown. We have a historic downtown with buildings and places that have this rich history. And so just put in placemakers, just a thing that shows where you're standing and the story and history behind it. It was a great opportunity. And just, again, the collaboration and the working with other groups and organizations, it's what I'm all about. And I'm very happy to have been chosen to contribute to this.
I don't know when those will be complete, but those are they're pretty cool.
They're working out.
But these medallions, once they're complete, you'll be able to see one in front of the Cascade. We'll show off Cascade Theater and the historic Hotel Reading.
Hotel Reading, yeah.
You'll have the one in front of the post office and Veterans Memorial Hall.
Old City Hall and the Firehouse.
Yeah.
One at the IOF and the bank that used to be across the way.
It's a cool project.
So check them out.
So art is everywhere. And Carlo, you know, we have about a minute before we take our next break, but what do you look for when you go into a city, and what do you think that Reading is starting to do as well?
I think we don't really fully appreciate the culture that we have. That is something that whenever I have the opportunity to talk to people, they say, oh, there's no culture in Reading. I'm like, look around, open your eyes. As someone that is not originally from Reading and moved to here, I had fresh eyes when I came in. I could see what everyone was doing in terms of art, and not just at this point, not just art, but everything, all the organizations and groups of people that are working to make our community better. And so if you really think Reading, there's no culture in Reading, get out there, look for that. You can go to Turtle Bay. That's the easiest way to find culture. And then from then on, everyone in downtown. And if you go to Caldwell Park, you have the North Valley Art League, or just walk around the trail and see the sculptures and or the buildings, or go to the powwow from the Rancheria. There's a lot of things, the rodeo, the Colorful Nights, all of those are things that define us as a community, and it showcases what culture is in Reading.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, hey, we're going to take our next break. We'll be back to finish out the hour in a few minutes. But, hey, if you're still listening, we'll come back and raffle off. We'll do Reading Garden of Lights. You call in, you'll win two tickets, but we'll do that right after the break. So if you're still listening, stay tuned.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Bunny is a bunny is a rider. Satellite can find her. No sympathy. But I'm still unfair. I do feel like.
Welcome back, KCNR listeners. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bodd Show. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda, and I'm with Carlo Henry from The Art Hunger. Carlo, this morning has flown by.
Yes.
What's on the agenda for you for the rest of the day?
I'm just going to get on with the last things happening at the gallery for Artist Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What we got going on this year, we're showcasing guest artists. We're inviting some of artists to be there that day, and we're conducting some interviews that just kind of like asking who they are, how they started their journey through the arts, and also asking their opinions of the community and what they want to have in the future, which is important to me, just having that input and what people want to do. And I don't think we should operate with just one point of view. We all exist and are here in our community, and we all have a say in if we want to get our voice heard.
Well, I'm really glad that you're coordinating that. Where can people find more information about Artist Sunday, how to get involved, and also when these interviews are done, where can they find those?
So, Artist Sunday, you can check out the website of the people participating in North Valley Art League, Shasta County Arts Council, Historical Society, of course, us, Viva Downtown, and The Art Hunger. The websites are our main way to communicate with people, and also social media. Whenever we put stuff out there, just get on it, like whether it's promoting something or asking people to participate, just get on it. And these interviews are going to be put in little snippets on social media, and then we're going to upload them to YouTube, and to access to our YouTube, it's through the website. Just if you see someone you know, tell them you did good, because again, visual artists are shy. So get them to do an interview. It's like, hey, you can do it, you did good. So if you see one of your favorite artists in one of these interviews, tell them that they did good.
I love that, Carlo. Carlo, it's the holiday season. Beyond The Art Hunger, we are in the Reading Cultural District.
Mm-hmm.
The Reading Cultural District encompasses, number one, we're one of 14 designated cultural districts in the entire state of California.
Mm-hmm.
This encompasses the River Trail, Diesel Horse Trail, downtown Reading, and the Reading Civic Center, Turtle Bay area, Sunbelt mm-hmm. Bridge. So that's our big Reading Cultural District. And one of the main things happening this week is the Reading Garden of Lights. That did open
mm-hmm.
November 21st, 2025, and will go through January 4th, 2026. But Carlo and I have two tickets. So if you'd like to win those tickets, why don't you call on in right now, KCNR Radio, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. 4567 if you're still listening. We've got two tickets to the Reading Garden of Lights for Turtle Bay to send out to you. And if you call in, we'll get you on the line and talk to you about what you're doing for Thanksgiving. And hey, Carlo, if nobody calls in, then I'm going to give these tickets to you, huh?
Yay. Call
Ooh.
People. Call. Get on it.
Otherwise, Carlo, are you going to go to the Garden of Lights this year?
Yes. Last year we went. It was raining. It was a different experience. Hey, there's the phone.
We did get a phone call.
So, yeah, of course.
We'll see. Are they, can they be on the line, Alex? Let's hear them. Well, uh-oh. We'll see what's happening. Oh, no. It was the dial tone. Was that our end? Was that our technical difficulty?
Yeah, they're going to need to call back on 4567 instead of 4565.
That's crazy.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Hey, it's live radio, everybody. Carlo, Christmas tree lighting next week, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Art Hunger Gallery opens.
Cannot wait.
This is the 1500 block of Market Street, and I think Alex is on the phone with somebody. Okay, good. He got somebody. I don't think we need to talk to them.
All right. You got the tickets.
You got the tickets. Yeah. There we go. So Christmas tree lighting, I think last year Batman was at the Christmas tree lighting.
Yeah. We're hoping to get him back. So Batman, if you're hearing,
show up.
So we did have a winner. His name is Teddy Ogilvy, but he was on the other line, so we couldn't put him on the air.
Okay. Great.
Yay.
Well, I'm glad that he won.
Yes.
So you'll take care of that, Alex. Congratulations, Teddy. So, Carlo, you know, what's the rest of the year look like for the Art Hunger? What's important to you, and what can we look forward to 2026? Because I know it's Thanksgiving, yeah, but people, the year's over. This is it. Start planning your New Year's Eve parties, because it's going to fly by.
So, like, the last couple of weeks, like, or months of the year is like, it's like the home stretch, you know, like we're working like super fast to make things happen and then it's gone. And so our goal this year is to get on it with time, with enough time to kind of enjoy the holiday spirit and start planning for next year. I personally, again, what I said at the beginning of when I got here, it's about growing. My goal for the Art Hunger is to keep helping artists and showcasing artists that are investing in themselves and getting the community to invest in their own community also. It's time to kind of like take the next step on in the sense of learning ways to showcase the art, getting artists to become professional artists, to polish their work and showcase it in a way that is to the level that we know we have, and also looking for opportunities to fund this project. I think is, again, the side that people don't see is how much the support of the community and also looking for funding is involved with this. One of the ways that we are a project by Viva Downtown, so we work under Viva Downtown's nonprofit, and we are super lucky to have this opportunity, but also we have to support our parent nonprofit and finding ways to getting the funding that is not only enough to what we make and what we do at the space, but also have enough to expand and try to do more of the stuff in downtown in our area. With Giving Tuesday coming up, we are encouraging our people that supports the Art Hunger that are part of the Art Hunger, the artists, the community, to support our parent nonprofit, which is Viva Downtown. Just, this is so important. If you like and enjoy what we do, support Viva Downtown and donate so we can keep doing what we do.
And if you're an artist, show on up. If you know an artist, if you are an artist, in any art form.
Yes.
Whether you're a performer, get involved with Riverfront and Cascade and Axiom.
Yep.
If you're a photographer, get involved. Submit your artworks to Carlo. If you're a sculptor, get involved. There are so many opportunities to be involved in the arts and creative community here in Shasta County.
Yes, sir.
And we're talking to everyone in Shasta County. Show on up, participate, and we'd love that because we are a creative, awesome, beautiful North State.
Yes, sir.
And you found some wildly creative people that I think my favorite is whoever the artist is that does the Western landscapes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Her name is Toni Gaylor. She's from Red Bluff.
She's amazing.
And she's so good at what she does.
I love that. So, yeah, I know when I host the show, Carl and Linda's listeners, I know I really focus on Reading, but the art hunger transcends Reading. It gets all artists from our area.
Yes, we are trying to get Reading as get to be part of a Reading that is a destination for not just for the people close to us, but also expand our reach to and invite people to come in and visit us and see what we're all about. Not just the Art Hunger, but Turtle Bay, the cultural district, the theaters that we have, everything that we do in our town, it's top notch, and people deserve to come and see it and give it credit for what all these creative people are doing.
Dang straight, yes. Carlo, I love you.
Yeah,
thanks
love you too.
Thanks for.